Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Rebecca. Joe, do you like art? Do you know how to appreciate artwork?
Of course. I'm like an art expert. I go to art galleries all the time. I go to, like, art museums and, you know, like, Picasso, Cezanne.
Okay.
All kinds of artists. I'm an expert, totally.
Wow. So, look at this picture. What do you make of it?
That's not even art. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just doodles. It's just lines. That's nothing. Ugh.
I can't believe you said that. This is a masterpiece. You just don't know how to appreciate it. Look at the details. The colors and the lines are strong. I think blue and red represent the circle of life. And you see the long legs.
All right. Let me just stop you there. Let's take this masterpiece. Let's put it down here. We'll appreciate it later. Now let's appreciate another master. I'm not saying you're not a master. I'm not saying this isn't beautiful. This isn't amazing work of art. Of course, art is in the eye of the beholder. And today we're going to take a look at a different artist by the name of M.C. Escher. Now, have you ever heard of this guy? Have you seen his artworks and what they look like?
I know he is famous.
He is famous, definitely. He is. That's one thing about him. He is definitely a very famous artist, but there is much more to him and his very interesting works of art. So let's take a look at today's lesson, and maybe you can learn a thing or two about what is real art and what is not real art. Watch and learn, Rebecca. Reading.
M.C. Escher's Impossible Art. You could spend several minutes staring at the black and white illustration, but still be unsure what to make of it. Is it a repeated pattern of white fish, or is it black geese? The next image is an endless staircase that goes up forever. Or is it down? One thing is for sure. You're in a gallery of M.C. Escher's art. An Escher drawing is very demanding on its audience. The viewer can't help but attempt to solve the visual mystery the artist creates. In many cases, the drawing depicts something that seems very real, but is physically impossible. If that explanation makes you scratch your head, then it's a proper description of Escher's work. Another characteristic feature of Escher's art is the use of tessellation. A tessellation is a pattern of one shape repeated many times without any overlap or empty space. However, Escher went beyond just repeating the shape. He slowly changed it to something else. The transformation of a bird into a fish is one example. If you want to transform your concept of art, explore the bewildering images of M.C. Escher.
Okay, so today the title of today's lesson is M.C. Escher's Impossible Art. Why is this art impossible?
Well, just like our article says, you could spend several minutes staring at the black and white illustration, but still be unsure of what to make of it. That's what makes his artwork impossible. You can just look at it and you're like, what is going on here? It's very unique. His illustrations. An illustration is something that is drawn by hand, something that an artist makes, a picture that is drawn. And you can look at his illustrations or his drawings, his paintings, and you don't know what to make of it. To make of something means to understand what something is or what is going on.
Honestly, I look at this illustration for 20 minutes already, and yes, I have the same kind of feeling. I'm not sure what to make of it. An illustration is a picture. 其实 illustration 就是一幅图画，那如果放在书本啊或者杂志里面的 illustration 的话，我们还翻译成插画。这一幅黑白画你看了之后 what do you make of it? 老师我最近啊很迷福尔摩斯，福尔摩斯最喜欢调查案件的时候问华生说 Watson, what do you make of it? 其实意思就是 what do you think? 你对这件事情的意见呢想法为何？你也知道华生通常是那个 huh? 跟我们观众一样一头雾水的人，华生啊有时候就会生气说I make nothing of it. I make nothing of it. 就是哎呀，不知道啦，没有想法啦。
The article asks, is it a repeated pattern of white fish or is it black geese? So these are two very different things, but you look at it and it could be either one of those things. So what do you make of it, Rebecca?
Geese or birds? Both.
Both.
Ah, maybe the next image would be easier. Next one, please.
Okay, let's try out the next one and see what we get. The article says the next image is an endless staircase that goes up forever. Or is it down? Yeah, this one is confusing too. First, a staircase is a set of stairs inside a building. Now, this includes the bars and the posts that people hold on to as they go up or down. But in this picture, we can't tell. Are people going upstairs? Are they going downstairs? It hurts my head just to look at this picture. It's amazing how he came up with this.
真的光想头就痛了。其实我们刚刚提到 staircase, 就光用 stairs 就可以指楼梯的意思。Staircase 是比较文学一点点，用来指一整组的楼梯。所以这一组楼梯是往上还是往下呢？ Let me see, okay?This set of stairs go up.
Mm-hmm.
These ones go up, up, down.
And then down. Yeah, it's,
what, down?
It's going both directions somehow. Well, this is confusing. Don't worry, you're not the only one who is confused here. And it's no wonder the article tells us one thing is for sure. You're in a gallery of M.C. Escher's art. Gallery, this is a word I mentioned in the beginning of today's program.A gallery is a place where art, works of art, are put on display for people to walk by and see. And like me, you pretend you know what you're talking about and you say, oh, this picture is, it's about the four seasons. It represents the passage of life. And then the volunteer or somebody who works in the gallery comes by and says, no, that's actually a painting of a cat, sir. That's something totally different. You have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what? I don't think I have ever been to any gallery.
Never been to any gallery?
No.
Art museum?
天哪，我现在太没有艺术气息了。我从来都没有去过任何一间 gallery. Now, a gallery can be a room or a building in which people look at paintings, sculptures, etc. 这时候呢，我们可以把它翻成美术馆。Or a gallery can also be a...business that sells paintings, sells sculptures, etc. 这时候就翻成艺廊。如果你看到今天杂志中提供这种很有意思、很令你觉得不可思议的图画，你一定是走进这位荷兰画家的美术馆或者是艺廊了。Joe, I can't help staring at M.C. Escher's work for a long time. That never happened to me. I was not even interested in any kind of art before.
Well, you are not alone, because as the article says, an Escher drawing is very demanding on its audience. The viewer can't help but attempt to solve the visual mystery the artist creates. So that's what Escher is all about. He creates a mystery that you attempt to solve. If you attempt to do something, it means you try to do something. And a mysteryis something mysterious. It's something that's hard to figure out. We had a quote. She said, what do you make of it, Watson? That's from a very famous series of mysteries by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And the detective, of course, is Sherlock Holmes. He solves mysteries. He tries to figure out who killed this guy or who stole this work of art or something like that. M.C. Escher paintings are mysteries, too, because we don't exactly know what's going on in them or what is even in the picture, and you have to look at it for a long time and try to figure it out or attempt to solve the mystery.
真的，你这样看着看着觉得好神奇也好纳闷哦。这就是 M.C. Escher 他的作品有意思的地方，会花上你很多时间，很费心的去研究他的画作。我们这些观众啊，就是忍不住 can't help but attempt to solve the visual mystery.刚才 attempt 这个动词就是 to try to make or to do something. 我们常看到电视旁边会打上一个字幕啊，危险动作，请勿在家模仿。哎，这个英文版的说法就是 don't attempt to do these tricks at home. 在 attempt 的后面加上 to 跟原形动词，意思就是去企图尝试去做某件事。另外 a mystery is something that isUnknown, 我们不晓得的事情，神秘事件，或是刚刚周老师提到，福尔摩在办案的时候，那些谜团，那些案件，都是 mystery, 都是个谜啊。这些画作，你能说它们不是个 visual mystery, 视觉上的谜吗？
The most interesting part is, in many cases, the drawing depicts something that seems very real, but is physically impossible.To depict something just means to show something, like as in a work of art. You might depict a person, you might depict a place, like, or just something like a tree, a scene from nature, or a book can depict a person. It can describe that person and say what their life was like, things like that. To depict just means to describe or to show something.
Depict 这动词通常我们把它用在一幅画作、一部电影、一篇故事所要描绘、要描述出的事情。比如说 Mona Lisa 的画像好了 ，The painting depicts a mysterious smiling woman， 描绘出一个神秘的微笑的女人。M.C. Escher 的作品描绘出的看起来都很真实啊，但实际上却是 physically impossible， 实际上却不可能的。What does that mean, Joe?
If something is physically impossible, it means it could never happen in the real world. It's only something that we could draw in a painting or maybe show in a movie with special effects. It could never actually happen in real life. Now, if that explanation makes you scratch your heads, then it's a proper description of Escher's work. Scratch your head. If something makes you scratch your head, it means...It makes you think, it makes you ask questions, or it makes you curious, or it makes you confused. It makes you wonder, how did that happen, or what is that? Now, scratch your head is our shortcut for you for today. So hopefully after this skit, you won't be left scratching your head.
Shortcut for you.
Carbon, oxygen, CO2, OMG.
What's up, Jeffrey?
We did an experiment in chemistry class, and I'm really scratching my head about it.
You got chemicals in your hair. Go take a shower.
To be scratching one's head means to be confused.
Oh, I got it. To scratch one's head is the same as 摸不着头绪，伤脑筋。
Sometimes oxygen is a gas, but sometimes it's part of a liquid.
Yeah, science makes me scratch my head too.
But you are much better than me.
Well, I'll be scratching my head, but I'll try to help you.
Thanks.
All right.But I still want you to take a shower first.
Welcome back. 扫完你的头之后，我们继续看接下来文章哦。
All right, another characteristic feature of Escher's art is the use of tessellation. A characteristic is something that is commonly associated with a person or with their work. So a characteristic of Escher's work just means that it's something that you would commonly see in his work, or when you think of Escher, you would also think of this particular thing, which is tessellation.
除了看不懂这个楼梯到底要往上还是往下，那个水啊，是要往高处流还是往低处流？还是另外一个 characteristic feature， 你看出来了吗？ Characteristic 当形容词使用的时候是表示独特的、典型的，所以 characteristic feature 就是独特的、典型的特征。就它常使用 tessellation。Joe， what is a tessellation？
Well， the article explains a tessellation is a pattern of one shape.Repeated many times without any overlap or empty space. So we have just a geometric shape or a pattern, like you might have a triangle, for example, and it's just repeated over and over again, but they don't overlap. If things overlap, it means one covers the other, kind of like this. That doesn't happen in tessellation. They would be side by side, or one would be here or here.They would just be arranged so that they are never covering each other.
Tessellation 这种呈现方式啊，就是用同样的图案重复拼贴而成，中间没有重叠的地方，也没有空白的地方哦。那像每个画家啊，都他让人家可以一眼就看出来的特色。至于我自己呢 ，the characteristic feature of my art is the use of stick people.
Well.Again, Rebecca, that's not art. That's not real art.
You know nothing about art.
Okay, well, that's true. I'm not actually an art expert. I just like to pretend sometimes. Well, let's get back to the article. It says, however, Escher went beyond just repeating the shape. He slowly changed it to something else. The transformation of a bird into a fish is one example. To go beyond just means you go further and you do something else.Beyond what other people have done before.
Beyond 的意思就要再更远，再更过去。像《玩具总动员》巴斯光年啊，还有句经典的台词就是 "To the infinity and beyond"， 就是飞向宇宙浩瀚无垠。因为那个 beyond 就还要再更远啊，所以 go beyond 就做的还要再更多。Tessellation 就重复图案，对 Escher 而言太无聊了。所以如果你看到这幅图，你有没有发现呢？还慢慢的把鸟改成了鱼呢 ？So I also go beyond just drawing stick people. I draw them.On my notebook, but I change a little bit on each page. When you flip through the pages, ta-da! You'll see my stick man picking his nose. Am I a genius or not?
You might be a genius, but I think you should stop comparing yourself to other great artists. You know, like M.C. Escher picking your nose. Can you see the difference there? Well, anyway, if you want to transform your concept of art...Explore the bewildering images of M.C. Escher. Transform means to change. Bewildering means confusing.
Bewildering 就是你就觉得什么那种感觉吗？本来啊，我觉得艺术是很深奥、很枯燥、很无聊的。但今天这位画家真的令我大开眼界，改变了我对艺术的想法。Transform 就是改变的意思。你用 transform A into B 表示把 A 改造成 B。比如说 ，they transformed their garage into a guest house， 把车库改造成客房。哎，有一部电影我们刚刚提到了，叫 Transformers， 是哪一部呢？就是变形金刚。可是你要知道。原本 Transformer 指的是变压器，你要不要看变压器第四集啊？我是说变形金刚第四集呢，快要上映喽。
All right, now it's time to transform our show into our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is: How can artwork surprise people?All right, so how can that happen? How can we do that?
I don't know. Let's take some examples, shall we?
Okay, let's take a look at one example here. Let's take a look at this one, for example. So tell me, what can you see in this picture?
I can see a girl. It's easy.
A girl, but do you see just one girl, or do you see... Take another look.There's actually two girls. There's a young girl, if you look very, very closely.、
Okay.
But if you look at it in a different way, it's actually an old witch or an old woman as well. So,
really?
Yeah, take a look. Have a look. Check it out. Isn't that amazing?
What?
You don't see it?
No.
Well, you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. artwork can be surprising, just like this picture, even if Rebecca doesn't exactly get it yet. We could wait for her to figure it out, but I think that'll take too much time. So let's go ahead and just say goodbye for this edition of English for You. We'll see you next time.
M.C. Escher's Impossible Art. You could spend several minutes staring at the black and white illustration, but still be unsure what to make of it. Is it a repeated pattern of white fish, or is it black geese? The next image is an endless staircase that goes up forever. Or is it down? One thing is for sure. You're in a gallery of M.C. Escher's art. An Escher drawing is very demanding on its audience. The viewer can't help but attempt to solve the visual mystery the artist creates. In many cases, the drawing depicts something that seems very real, but is physically impossible. If that explanation makes you scratch your head, then it's a proper description of Escher's work. Another characteristic feature of Escher's art is the use of tessellation. A tessellation is a pattern of one shape repeated many times without any overlap or empty space. However, Escher went beyond just repeating the shape. He slowly changed it to something else. The transformation of a bird into a fish is one example. If you want to transform your concept of art, explore the bewildering images of M.C. Escher.
Vocabulary Review. Illustration. All the art students used pencils to make an illustration of a plant. Gallery. The painter was pleased to know that his works were the most popular in the gallery. Attempt. Peter attempted to climb the mountain 2 times and failed, but he made it on his 3rd try. Mystery. This crime is still a big mystery because police couldn't find any clues. Characteristic. The use of the Roman alphabet is a characteristic feature of most European languages. Transform. The excellent chef transformed a pile of vegetables into a magnificent salad.